we come to see, right, that we got to get our daughters, even our young boys, man, we got to start a structure from a young age. As we can see as women, right, I say, okay, figuratively speaking also, but at the same time, it's real. The black woman is God, and why do we say this? Well, the things a black woman do, it's complicated for others, even other race of women. You understand the way a black woman holds the matriarch, holds the position of power. At the same time, they still need the man, right, for guidance. But women are something that can't be replaced. Literally, the breast milk can't be replaced. If I threw you in the woods at one year old, and you lived there your whole life, you would never find God. If I threw you in the woods and brought your mother, right, blindfolded you at 3, 4, you wouldn't know where to drink from. That's a celestial being. Now, how did our God become, I'll say, damaged a little bit? Right. What happened in the role that got us here? Well, look at it like this, right? In the beginning, you had to watch your man be decimated, watch your sons be decimated, watch your brothers be decimated, right? Watch your brother be conquered, watch your father be raped. Watch your husband be raped, right? This is going into your psyche. Everything the mind sees, it records for the next generation in certain ways. And all this trauma that she's taken in through her eyes, women feel different anyway. So she felt some of that pain also, right? Watching her sons being ripped from two horses. You know what I mean? This is the thing she dealt with. You know what I'm saying? So we got to understand that, yes, they've been through a whole lot. No one can compare to them. We see, right? You got to look at it like, all right, the black woman, right? The black child, all right, she's raised. She's told to look pretty, right? Look nice, my baby, right? Her whole life. Not be educated, right? She going to school, yeah, that stuff, but it's not being specifically instilled in her to learn all she can and educate herself to the highest extent, right? So now you're telling this girl to be pretty her whole life. She becomes 14 now. You tell her, no, don't be a whore, right? Oh, don't be too fast. Don't be too fresh. Now she's confused because all she was told her whole life was to be pretty, right? So now she's been referencing things with cute so much also, right? So now when she references something, it's cute, right? So she see a boy, it's cute then, right? Yeah, we got to stop that. Let's start using words like nice, you know what I mean? Or cool, let's try that. Because we could say, oh, they're just words. But in the society we live today, words identify with certain things. And we got to be up on that. We have to. Because everywhere you look, they're trying to bring the sexuality out of children. Everywhere you look. It's no way you have boy-boy toys or girl-girl toys as a couple for children. Children don't know what that type of stuff means. And if they do, they have been had some type of trauma. Some type of pervertedness happened to him. No way in hell a 2-year-old baby talking about he like boys. It's no way.
She don't like anything.
Exactly. And that's where we at with it. That's where everybody should be at with it. Just because you feel the need to want the same sex does not mean you should push that on a child. That's ruining, that, not saying that gay people's lives are ruined, but that's ruining a child's life. He wasn't made, or she wasn't made to come in this world doing that. You'll never see two birds together, male. You'll never see two male tigers together. So why do it with children? Why do we tend to mess with nature? What is our thing with the problem with nature? Ain't nothing wrong with nature. It's something wrong with us. And we don't see it. I seen some, I believe they were scholars, trying to classify pedophilia as a sexuality. That's crazy. They won't even recognize it as a sickness. But the Bible tells you, the thing that this country goes off, right? Homosexuality is a sin. But they won't recognize that as a sickness, and they get more bills than us. That's why I tell you that we must, and I say we must, educate our children on who they were in the past and who they can be in the future. That's a must. Ain't nobody else trying to do it, man. Look, we put hope in niggas. That's why I say I don't got no problem with the shit Cap did. He had to go get his. I ain't got no problem with the shit Hov did. He had to go get his, right? But at the same time, don't try to be no martyr if you ain't ready to step up like one. Because martyrs take losses. You understand what I'm saying? That's the only thing. Don't try to be something that you ain't want to really be.
Right.
Because that's the reason Malcolm Ashe, Martin Ashe, you understand that? Like, they that's the reason they got on that path. Like, they knew what it was.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what come with this game.
Right.
That's like Hov been in the game, like the street game, so he know how this shit go.
Right.
He know what a sellout is. You know what I'm saying? Understand that the mind is fragile. Everything you look at, everything the mind adjusts to, leaves an impression. If we start understanding that, we'll understand how sensitive children's eyes are and should be considered. Because there is no filter. It's scary to let your child play down the street, let alone watch TV by themselves or be on the internet by themselves. This is all a part of the ongoing cycle of the game. You're a consumer first, citizen second. If we ain't equal, right, and all women ain't get rights, so the 60s, right, where do we think our woman is raped? You get that, though? Who we think our woman is rated? And why is our woman rated that way? Why hasn't she been picked up off of that pavement? Because we don't consider them. We don't like to respect them. Anything you have to say, right, keep it to your fucking self, right? Because it does hinder them a little bit. They think on things a little bit more than we do. It don't hurt us to keep our mouth shut and start communicating more. It's hard to talk to somebody when we both arguing. You get what I'm saying? It's hard for us to get it off back and forth in dialect when we both hollering at each other, cussing at each other. There is no energy being flowed back and forth. It's disruption every time. There's no flow of current energy. All you have is disruption. You ever been around your mate, right? And they probably ask you to hand you a soda, and you explode it. Like, you like, damn, why they gonna ask me for a soda right now? And you don't even know why you mad, right? That's because y'all probably wasn't supposed to be around each other around that day, right? Every day ain't made for you to be cuddled up. That's our problem. We so deep and wrong. Everything we do, we got to do it to the fullest. More Muhammad than Muhammad, more Pope than the Pope. And that's in every sense of that, though. Like, every sense, we do that with everything. So we even love too fucking hard. We love to the point we damn near stalking. You understand? You might date somebody 3 weeks to a month, right? Y'all had that first intercourse, it was magical, right? 3 weeks later, they think they got you. Carly, where you at? Who you with? Just because you gave it so fast does not mean we're locked down. That sealed the deal, I want to say. That's why Beyonce made, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. And we got to start realizing that. That ain't yours. You don't own that. What's wrong with you? That don't belong to you. We get that construed. And a lot of it be poverty. A lot of it be dependency. A lot of it be the food we eat into. We don't think that. We don't think that. But the relationships will be way better if we ate the right things. We wouldn't be having to hit the perk, man, every time we gotta hit our girl. Huh? Tell you like I know. We gotta start reconsidering this thing called a relationship. Understand that we are only having relations until we are married. Right? You figure, right? So, we see how can a person, you know, your whole life, when you get to a certain age, see, that's how it is with growing, period, though. Like, when you 18, and it's time to start, like, when that switch hit, and it's like grown man switch, and you like, damn, I gotta live life. You start seeing that a lot of people that you hung with or either dealt with, right? The situation be like that a lot of times, because it's either they on your time or they're not. More than likely, if a person on another time, it ain't really no reason to be around each other.
I got locked up when we was 18. Bro, I don't want to do none of that shit no more. That shit you trying to do, I'm not. Right. It ain't going to work.
You grew.
Right. I did that. You missed it. I can't bring that back.
Re-initiate.
Relive it. I can't do that, bro, because I know what comes from that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't know. So you like, man, fuck out of here. You want some? But when, no, I did it.
Right. It's over.
It's over for me. Like, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, but you right. Still won't do it because that's just how black people are. We
hard headed.
We don't listen. We don't take heed. We just
see for ourselves.
See, it's like we like lessons, bulls. Like
that's why we gotta see.
Like that's crazy because I was just telling my I'm gonna take my trap lessons. These folks built them a whole. Well, they already had it, but the garage is like an apartment. Like, but all white people like that. They let these kids live. Like, why black people not like? Why you gotta get the fuck out? Black people, you gotta get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Why is it like that? If your child is going, like, if my daughter in school, bro,
mm-hmm.
you're not going nowhere. You're right here. Yeah. You're not going nowhere about it. I'm gonna make sure you do. As long as you know what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. Man, out here in these streets, no, shut up. But if you know what the fuck you're supposed to be doing, even you working, and you just go, all right, what's up? All right, cool. I'm
see,
fine with it.
Black people got stuck with not having opportunities so much that now that the opportunity is to their mind guaranteed, they want to push you to it. You feel what I'm saying? That's their way of forcing you out the door to get to life when really you're just hindering somebody.
Right.
You sent me to college. I don't really have no money. Everybody else, you can say what you want. Oh, you don't need pizza. No. But that's what everybody else doing. You feel what I'm saying? Then you're feeling a wanting and a longing to be doing something that you can't.
And it's so crazy because your parents can build your credit before you can.
Correct.
But they fucks it up. Like, I'm going to say here, we fucks it up. We get the cable bill, then can't even pay rent. So the cable gets cut off. Now you owe a cable bill from 15 years ago. You like, yo, they want $1,500.
You wasn't even talking yet.
You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to get that shit off, like, because it's in your name. Like, that shit's hard. Like, and 9 times out of 10, your parent did it, so y'all are one. Like, either way you did it, you watched it. Like, either way. Like, and it's fucked up.
But listen. Like,
but why not put me on your card? Why not put the electricity in my name? Because everywhere we go, this shit's going to be right here. Why not put some shit you know that's going to pay? Put me on, you know what I'm saying?
Make things better.
That's what white people do, bro.
Yeah.
You want to know what motherfucking, what's his name? The boy who made Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
That nigga Pop said, you want to go to college or you want to own your own chain of
heavy.
Black people love it. Like, bro, how many black people you know really got a business from these folks? Like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying?
How many black people we know own a business?
Like, it's mine, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many people legally, you know, like, yo, like, no, my pop left me like 3-4 credits and shit. Like, so I'm cool.
How many black people we know own a business legally, though?
Well, I do, but.
Not, you can count them on your hands. And that got to stop, bro. We got to take the initiative. You almost everywhere else in the world, right? You come out of high school, 2-3 businesses. That's how they do. But here we start off so late. We start off late. About, you don't even start life here until you're about 26, 25. And that's for people that's legal and illegal. Because you don't get the sense of it because they don't embed it in you. So we got to start with our kids, teaching them economics at a young age, right? The fundamentals of life at a young age, because school don't give it to you.
That's
my right. No, I do. Now, you figure, right? We've been caught up in a dilemma that we call, right? That we call, we call this like we're living, right?
Slave mentality.
Because if you look at it, the normal person that's living a legit life, right? 16 hours of their day go to someone else. 8 hours of sleeping and another 8 hours of making somebody else's life happy because obviously they probably work for somebody, right? I got a front, right? And I don't really see a problem with children being around. Now, the whole question of not setting them on the proper path, I got a whole fucking problem with any child. You understand what I'm saying? Any child. They always should be on the right path. No, never put them in around no type of corruption. It's not fair. Whatever happened to you, it happened to you. Don't put that on no child.
Right.
I've been seeing people, man, asking kids shit like they 18.
Right.
Asking kids shit they asking adults. I've seen somebody ask a 4-year-old, what you gonna eat today? What the fuck? Make it. They don't know what they like yet. It doesn't make sense to me, right? This is what we gotta understand right? We got to elevate our consciousness, right? Because these problems we've been going at, we're continuing.